We're talking Essex non-league football today. Scott Lanza joins me now. He's the publicity officer for the Essex Olympian League and now also publicity officer for the Essex Senior League. Scott, plenty to talk about. So first of all, how did you get involved with these two roles?
Well, I've been going to non-league football for a number of years. You go around, you go to the games, you meet the people, you find out there's a vacancy going at one league, so you get involved with some of that, and which was the Olympian League, which I've done for about four seasons now. And then I was aware that Derek Bird, who was my predecessor, was leaving at the end of last season. So obviously I spoke to Michelle Dorling, who's a secretary I know very well, and Robert Emmington, and I got the Essex Senior role at the AGM for this coming season.
Now, explain the roles to us, because being it's non-league football, being it's the level of non-league football, I'm expecting you're not talking to the sun on a daily basis and with your phone stuck to your ear 24 hours a day.
Well, firstly, for national papers, a lot depends on how your clubs do. A few years ago, obviously, when I was being involved with Redbridge, they had a run in the FA Cup. Now, I wasn't a press officer then, but Adam Silver was, and obviously his phone then rings a lot. So all you need is one of your clubs to have a run in the FA Cup, and then that would happen. But it's mostly local newspapers who I send the reports to, and obviously local radio stations such as this one and one or two others. We are also looking more to sort of get online, because I think that's the way that local sport is going to be going, for things like Twitter and blogs and the Essex Senior website, which is going to be rehauled for the new season.
I mean, are you involved then in setting what the policy is for each team? So do you tell each team that they must tweet out their finals, half-time and full-time scores? I know it's true in some divisions where social media is dictated from the organisation above.
Well, they have to text me through the results anyway, so then I can collate that. I would say with the Twitter, most clubs now, the people that do it tend to be more from the, what I'd say, the younger generations who are aware of it. Because obviously, let's think of people of a certain age group who have grown up with the internet and social media. So I would say a lot of clubs now are very, very good with that. So by and large, there's no fines for clubs to do it, but I think most clubs are aware that having a very good sort of social media presence is very good all round, especially for sponsorship, getting followers. I mean, you look at, say, Clapton. Now, people talk about Clapton, how have they managed to get so many people through the door? Well, it's because they've had a very proactive social media with their fans. Dulwich Hamlet is another one. I mean, you know, people look at these clubs and think, how have they managed to get such big gates? Well, you look at Dulwich Hamlet, their social media is superb. And so I think clubs are cottoning on that it helps get your name out there.
So let's start with the Olympian League then, the position you've held for longer. So tell us a little bit about the makeup of the league, because it's probably one we talk a lot about, the Essex Senior League, but the Essex Olympian League we've probably not highlighted so much on this programme recently.
Well, it's if you know how the pyramid system works, it's seen as step seven, which is intermediate football. Okay, so it's a step down from the Essex Senior. Okay, but when you actually have a look at some of the clubs that have come out of the Olympian League, for example, Billericay Town were a long time ago were members of the Olympian League back in the 70s, and then obviously went into the Essex Senior, went on win the Vars. Concord Rangers come out of the Olympian League, have gone all the way up, and you know the most recent obviously is Wadham Lodge, who are in the Essex Senior League. So it's a very strong league. I would say that it's a good league for clubs that want to get into senior football. Okay, but obviously it's the facilities that obviously stop some of the clubs, because obviously once you get into the Essex Senior League, you've got to have things like floodlights, you've got to have a stand, seats and all that kind of stuff. Certain clubs like Kelvin and Hatch, who I think are a very well-run football club, can't get into the Essex Senior League because of their facility. But I would say that on the playing strength are probably as good as some Essex Senior sides.
Okay. So we're talking about... We talk about Essex Senior League, and that's restricted to one Premier Division, and you've got the Reserve Division as well. How many divisions are we looking at in the Olympian League? We're talking very many more, aren't we?
Well, I mean, you've got a Premier Division, and then 1, 2 and 3 are really for the Senior Divisions. 4 and 5 really are for the Reserve sides, and the league that made a very brave decision a few years ago to actually set up an Under 21 Division, with the idea that there's a lot of youth teams that never can get into men's football. So it was trying to step to try and get them into men's football. And so, that, you know, there's six divisions in the Olympian League now.
So are we talking, we're talking the highest level of junior football, aren't we?
Yes, and well, actually, the intermediate is actually probably just a slight step up from junior football. And what it really is it's all to do, same with the senior league, it's all to do with facilities. Once you get into intermediate football, you've got to have a slightly, you've got to have things like roped or barriered pitch. You've got to have certain changing rooms for both opponents and referees. You've got to sort of have a clubhouse if you want to play in the Premier Division. That is probably what stops some junior sides actually coming into the Olympian League over ground grading issues.
So in terms of locality, it's the Essex Olympian League. Are you covering the whole of the county then, from top to bottom?
The league sort of is more centred for around sort of central Essex, so it's sort of south end, sort of Chelmsford-y sort of region. It has sort of in recent years sort of come out to sort of more East London as well, because don't forget when you get to the north of the county, near the sort of Suffolk border, you've got the Essex and Suffolk border combination. So it's more sort of Brentwood, Chelmsford, that's where the main bulk of the clubs come from, and south end around that area.
So in terms of routes into and out of the division, there's obviously promotion and relegation within the divisions. What's it like? It's obviously not 100% straightforward exiting out the top of the Olympian Leagues or at the bottom of the Olympian Leagues, is it?
Well, what you've got to look at is, don't forget, the FA want to try and set up a step six, which most people in Essex are now aware of, because there is a slight, the way the pyramid is set up is you can come out of the Essex Olympian Premier Division and go into the Essex Senior, which has happened with, as I said, Wadham Lodge most recently, but there's been others, Stanbridge, Concord, etc. But you can't relegate a senior side into intermediate football. So this is why they want to try and set up a Step 6 division, which may become an Essex Senior League Division 1, okay? But we will know more in future weeks, because the discussions are still going on with the FA. Both leagues are, well, every league in the country, in fact, is talking to the FA. They're rejigging the pyramid, and all the leagues will be involved in that.
So we talked about what someone can expect in terms of the sort of ground that they're looking at turning up to, and with the obviously roped off or barried off perimeter and all the changing rooms. So we're not talking out obviously going over a park and watching a park game. We're talking much more advanced football than this. What would they expect though from an Olympian League game in terms of standard?
Well, I've seen some very, very good Olympian games in the Premier Division. I think the standard of is very, very high. And the fact that when you consider some of the managers that have come out, who've done very, very well. For example, Rob Small's done fantastically at Bowes and Pitsea. But, you know, he cut his teeth with Southminster St Leonards, winning Division 1 with them, and then winning the Premier Division with them. Paul Pittock, who's just gone over to Stansted in the Essex Senior League, has been at Hannikin's Farm for a while. Terry Spillaney, who has done very well with various Ryman, was the Ryman North, now the Bostic North, but various clubs there come from Fentford. So if you think about those kind of managers that have moved on into sort of higher areas of non-league football, that lets you know what kind of standard it is and therefore what kind of players that they bring. I would say the Premier Division and some of the top clubs in Division 1 have got a very, very high standard of football.
So who are the bigger names then that we should be looking out for in terms of teams? I know always Catholic United have always traditionally done well in cup competitions and in the league, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they've come through sort of the divisions, have had a real rise in recent years. So they're in the Premier Division. I would obviously say Kelvin and Hatch, which is a local side from the studio here, has always been a very, very strong intermediate side. I would say they were one of the biggest clubs in the league. Then you've got Brentford Senior, who are always there up and challenging. Harold Wood have always been up there near the top as well. Harold Hill are quite a strong intermediate club, so there's quite a few in there. Springfield, of course, who won it last year, they're obviously going to be hoping to re-win it. They're another good club, so you know there's about four or five teams in there. But what I like about the Essex Senior and the Olympian, what I like about non-league football in general, is anyone can actually win it. Which is what I think sport has to be about, because I think a lot of people, me myself, have got a little bit bored with Premiership football, and sometimes it's the same old clubs that come in the top four. You know who's going to win it. The Olympian this year, anyone can win it. And I think the Essex Senior is also open this year, so it makes it more exciting, I think, for the supporters.
Now, a little bit of disappointing news with the Premier Division. It's going to be running with fewer teams this year than last year, unfortunately, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There was a slight... unfortunately, it was Hannikin's Farm that sort of dropped out, which was a shame. You know, Paul Pittock had done a very good job there and obviously went to Stansted. I don't know. I can't really comment too much more on what happened there. But it's very sad that sometimes when a manager with any level of football, sometimes a manager will go to another club and will take his players or his squad with him, because obviously his squad will want to play for that manager because they know what the manager's about. So it's always sad when a club goes, and I think this is something that the FA and the county FA is aware of. Is, you know, football is good and it's doing very well in the upper stages of the pyramid, but we've got to make sure that it's good lower down, because, you know, if you suddenly start having too many clubs in the Essex Olympian going, it has repercussions for the Essex Senior League, for players and coaches and so on and so forth.
And the other name that's fallen by the wayside is a name that will be familiar for people who've watched the Essex Senior League, is London APSA.
Yes, well, they dropped into the Essex Olympian and struggled a bit. It's always a shame to see a club struggle. I think it is quite tough out there for some clubs, and it's always sad, because I want to see, as we all do, as many clubs going as they can, and it's always sad when a club sort of goes by the wayside, really.
So we're gagging for it to start now. You've spiced up and given us a little idea of what's going to happen. When does the Olympian League all kick off then?
Well, the Olympian League will be starting in August. Okay, so but before then, obviously, you know, I'm involved in the Essex Senior, so that all starts next Saturday. So you know, some, I mean, we'd like to think of summer football. Everyone always talks about summer football in July, and I'm looking out the window, it's raining, so maybe the idea of having summer football wouldn't have worked today. But you know, the Essex Senior League is starting on next Saturday, because don't forget, then on the 5th of August, that's the weekend when the FA Cup extra preliminary round starts, when, you know, most people are still on holiday. They come back and there's a couple of rounds of the FA Cup already been done and dusted. So that's why it has to start. It does, because the FA Cup extra preliminary round starts so early now.
So was it possibility then, had that FA Cup round not been positioned where it was, that the Essex Senior would probably have started potentially a week later, maybe?
Yes. I think a couple of years ago there was the idea that maybe leagues didn't have to start so early, but let's be honest, you know, the extra preliminary round does offer £1,500 to the winner of that tie. So, you know, a club at Essex Senior level, that's money that's going to come in handy, that could pay for your season's kit, and there's all manner of costs a football club could have. What club is going to go straight into its first competitive match with that amount of prize money without at least having a game, a league game, possibly with some midweek games as well, a game or two games under your belt? So with the FA Cup starting earlier and earlier each season, you know, it means that the season actually starts, I mean, July, the season effectively starts now for Step 5 clubs.
Now, we know a lot about the league from our chats with Pete Dudley from the unofficial Essex Senior League website. I know someone that you know personally. Now, big story this summer has been Ilford. What's your response to their reinstatement into the Essex Senior League?
Well, I think that they went to the FA to appeal. Obviously, at the AGM, there was a technicality which they were voted out by the members. And they took their appeal to the FA and obviously won their appeal. I think it was a learning curve for the league and the club. Nobody really wants a club to get kicked out. And obviously, you know, Ilford have got some plans for this coming season, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch. They have got a heritage award, and they'll be working very closely with Redbridge Museum, and they're going to have an exhibition at the clubhouse, which is going to have a lot of old artifacts, because obviously they are a club that's been going in various guys rises for a very, very long time.
Well, I mean, in terms of the Essex Senior League, that they're a big name for the league, aren't they? I mean, historically, given all their background, they're a big, as you say, a heritage name for the division.
Well, yeah, them and also and Clapton as well. I mean, you could also put the case of Redbridge, who have been Ford United, big club, amateur club there. And obviously, Redbridge had reached the second round of the Cup not so long ago. So, you know, there's another club there as well. And don't forget, I mean, some of the clubs, I mean, you saw Wigsworth, Barkingside, these are all clubs that some of them have got sort of 100 years of history now. So, you know, but it is good to be having Ilfords and your Claptons in there, because they are prestigious clubs who, you know, I mean, Clapton, I think, were the first foreign English club to play on foreign soil, for example. So, you know, and this is sort of over 100 years ago. So those two clubs we've seen them are very, very steeped in history.
Now, you're new in the publicity officer position for the Essex Senior League. Not to comment on how things have been done previously, what would you want to do differently this season, and what new things would you want to introduce for this coming season to make better the communication and coverage of the league?
Well, I think me living local helps, because obviously I go to a lot of football during the week, and obviously every Saturday I'm at a game. So you then meet people, and then, you know, because you're in the local area, you know, I want to get the league more known by the press, and obviously local radio stations as well. It's continuing what Derek Bird has done and other predecessors. I mean, I've been reading Centre Spot since I was a teenager, when Robert Everington used to do it, so I know what it's about. So I want to continue that, but also try and get more people involved with the press. Obviously Peter Dudley are going to be helping, Scott Warpole is another one, and other people that go to the games, to really try and make our newsletter not just sort of cut and paste from newspapers, but sort of have our own original content in there as well. And also the website this year is going to be totally and utterly revamped, and I think we're going to have a lot more reports and pictures on there as well. So that would be one idea that we're looking at.
I mean, do you think there is the interest locally within the within the local press? Do you think there's the interest in that level of football to sustain interest in division?
Well, to be honest, I think that the media's always moving. I think that one of the issues that we have with local newspapers is some local newspapers now are owned by companies that aren't based in the local area, so they may not know. I mean, I won't mention one title, but there's one of the local papers that I deal with, which is published by a company in Watford. Okay, that's sort of the other side of the M25. So what you have to do, I think, is when you look at the media, you've got things like social media, which is new media, so you can get your interest there. With Twitter, you can get yourself a lot of followers. You know, people will follow. So, you know, if you've got 25 or 20, you know, some of these clubs do have. I mean, Clapton have about 15,000, I think, Twitter followers. That's probably more than what sort of some of the local papers might be selling now. So, I think, but doing it, having your own website and your own Twitter feeds, means that you might not need to use the local press, which some local papers are cutting the amount of local sport they cover.
Now, the another question I've got about the Essex Senior League, it's about the plethora of new team names each season. I mean, especially this season, do you think that's been unhelpful with fan engagement in division? I mean, you've got teams that have changed names multiple times over the last few years.
I am going to be speaking personally on this particular question, okay? Yes, I do understand why you would raise that question, and yes, it is something I kind of agree with, because, you know, if you are a football club and you're trying to get a fan base, you're trying to get followers, you're trying to get sponsors, players, I think, you know, try and keep a name that, you know, not changes every single year, okay? However, you know, other people might have other ideas. I mean, you know, it's there, ultimately, it's the members' club. You know, if they want to change the name or the colours every year, then, you know, who are we to decide that? But I think it helps if you sort of try and stick to a name, and also try and stick to an area. But that's not always easy with grounds these days, is it?
Now, I want to talk a little bit about restructuring in, well, across the whole area around that level of the pyramid of Essex Senior League and Olympian League. And first thing, pyramid shake-up's coming soon at Isthmian League level. The next year, that's taking place with the other division at Step 4 level. Do we know at the moment what sort of impact that's going to have on the Essex Senior League going forward?
Not totally at the moment, okay, because it's still obviously all in discussion, and you know, and these there are, as I said to you earlier when we mentioned it briefly, there are plans afoot, and we will find out about it, because also what you've got to look at is the Essex Senior League are going to have to probably get down to 20, or maybe even more clubs may have to be 18, so we might have to lose three at the end of the season. And then obviously you've got to look at if there is a step six, which is which might either be a completely independent league or be a Division One of the Essex Senior League, that has clubs from the Olympian League that would come out of that, and possibly Essex and Suffolk border combination. All we can say, or I would say at the moment, is there's definitely a shake-up. We'll find out. There's all the people I know that are involved with leagues are going to various FA meetings in August and September, October. So we will know in the next coming months. But yes, a big shake-up is coming at non-league football, and it's going to sort of really cover everyone from sort of Bostic right down to sort of Olympian level.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talk about volunteers, a lot of volunteers and a lot of law volunteers throughout the local leagues. The ESL... It's on the lookout for a registration secretary, did I see?
We've gone and appointed someone.
Okay.
He is a guy who has come into the country. He has worked in Italy. I think Giuseppe, I think his name is, but he's definitely come in from Italy. He's worked for the Italian FA. He wants to know about, get some experience of English football. And, you know, when you've got a guy that's actually worked from some quite high-profile leagues in Italy, you know, a person like that, you say, yes, please, we will have you. So that role's now been filled. But clubs are always on the lookout for volunteers. And I always say this to when I meet people from the Football Association, there's always a push to get people into coaching, which is very good. But let's be honest, I mean, you know, you could be a coach, but if you've not got the admin support behind you. Now, I got into sort of the admin side of football because I love football, but I'm no good player. I'm rubbish at it. in my mind, I was brilliant, but bodily, I couldn't do stuff. So you know, I got involved with the organisation of football, and it's just as important because, you know, this is why I think a lot of clubs are dying out, because there's not necessarily the players there or the coach there, but have you got the person that helps sort of do the programmes, to fill out the forms, to, you know, go to the league meeting? You know, it's the off the field stuff that actually helps what goes on a Saturday. That's just an hour and a half, isn't it? But it takes you all week to get all the other bits.
And I suppose that goes back to what we were saying earlier about teams having to drop out because, not to put too fine a point on it, a lot of the people who have been around clubs for a long time in those administrative ages are coming up to necessarily age where they're not able to do it anymore, and it's all about bringing in the fresh blood for the next generation to do stuff, isn't it?
I think it is, yes, but I think the problem that you've had is that in the last 15 years, every time I've had a look in recent years, and at least in the last 10, every time the FA have done a push, they get involved, and they've had more girls football, boys football, women's football, and it's great, and they always do the coaching, and let's do the coaching, right? That's good, but let's also have a drive, let's get people in, you know, people, you know, a young teenager that wants to be a sports journalist. Well, why don't they try and help do their club's programme or get involved with doing their Twitter? This is a very good way in, okay? And really, what football or any sport should be is not just about the practitioners, but it should also be about the people that help organise it. And I think the FA need to now go for a real push for volunteers, because it's not always just about the players and the coaches. Because, you know, if you don't have your person who's the secretary or the groundsman or the person that washes the kit, then you've got no football club.
And finally from me, so if we want to find out more about the leagues, the latest news, where can we go?
Right, well, for the Essex Senior League, it's www.essexseniorleague.co.uk, okay, and that site will, at the moment, is going to be revamped. We're in the process of doing it. It looks very good so far, but it's going to be a work in progress. There'll be all news on there. We're going to be adding reports on there, and obviously fixtures and results and tables. So that's the one to look for, that one. And the Olympian is www.eofl.co.uk.
So go to those if you want to find out the fixtures. Just to mention, with the Essex Senior League, we've only got up to August fixtures at the moment, haven't we?
Only got the August ones at the moment, but we are working on the September ones as well. There's been a few technicalities there. I mean, one, obviously, as you know, the Ilford affair obviously did cause a slight delay because, you know, they were out, now they're back in. And there's been one or two other sort of technical issues with the software. year, but which every league has suffered with, really. But we've got the August ones out there, and the September ones will be out in the next sort of week or so. And then what will happen once they come out, don't forget the whole fixtures, because the Essex Senior League normally does the fixtures for the rest of the season. So we've got August's ones. When the next lot come out, we'll have it all the way up to April, and hopefully everyone will be happy and they can see who they're playing on.
But just to remind you then, when's it all gets to remind us again, when do we all get started?
The Essex Senior League starts next Saturday. You can go and see the fixtures are on the website now. Go and choose a game to go to. It'll be glorious sunshine, and it's a good level of football. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and go there, try it, you might like it, and become a regular.